So we're on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, and we're up to Shema Mina Shemevatlin V'Chozrin U'Mevatlin, and we're actually up to four lines before the end of the Amud, Hayu Shneim Osrim Zel Zel. Just give a quick review of the previous two lines of Gemara, Shmamino Mevatlin, Vechozrin Umevatlin, which means that a person, let's say Reuven was Mevatel's Rishus to Shimon, Shimon could send it back to Reuven. In other words, after Shimon was Zochen, the Rishus of Reuven, he could cancel the Bittel and give Reuven back his own Rishus. And this we're going to derive from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that Nasnu lo Rishusam hu mutar v'hem asurim. They're not allowed to use the Rishus, because if they you would use the Rishus, it means that they're taking back from him what they gave to him. What we call the ping pong game, if you remember. So the Gemara rejects this proof and says, no, it's possible that what the Mishnah is saying is that if they gave Rishus to one of them, let's say four out of five gave Rishus to Reuven, Meikara, from the beginning, and he did not give his Rishus to them, then hu mutar vehem asurim, they can't carry from their houses out to the Chotzer, because the Chotzer is not their Rishus. And they can't even take out from Reuven's house into the Chotzer, because once again, that's not their Rishus. Maybe they should be able to use the Chotzer as Orchim, so that's where we have the principle that five people are not Orchim from one person. So that was the last Gemara that we understood from yesterday. And now, we're talking about a case where there are two members of the Mavui that did not participate in the Eruv. And the Mishnah says that Osrim Ze Al Ze. That even if, let's say, the balance of the Bnei Mavui would be Mavatel Vereshus, nevertheless, since you have two people who are outside of the Erev, each one generates an Iser on the other one. And the Gemara asks, Pshita, because to read the Pirush here, he says, Hare af im lo hayo imayim anoshim nel sofim she'irvu ubitlu lahem reshusam heim hayo as osrim zel ze. In general, let's say there were two people who partnered in a chatzer, they're Osrim Zal Zeh. If they didn't make an Erev chatzers together. So here also, since the other people in the chatzer who made an Erev, they were Mevatel their Rishus, but were left with two people who are outside the Erev, why shouldn't they be Osrim Zal Zeh? What's the Chiddush here of our Mishnah? Lo Tzricha Dehadar Chad Minay Ubatalei Lechavrei. That one of the two people who did not participate in the Eruv, now he was Mevatel his Rishus, and he integrates his Rishus together with the Rishus of all the other four people who are Ma'arev, giving them over to the other person who was not part of the Eruv. So you have Reuven and Shimon weren't part of the Eruv, you have Levi, etc., that were part of the Eruv, Levi, etc., will be Mevatel their Rishus to Reuven and Shimon. Reuven then will go ahead and be Mevatel his Rishus, but not only his Rishus, but the Rishus of Levi, etc., that he received from them, and he's going to Mevatel that to Shimon. Is nevertheless, Shimon is not allowed to rely and carry into this Chotzer. Mao the same, I would have thought, Lishtere. Now, basically, we have a situation in which out of the, let's call it, six people who share this chatzer, five out of six of them were mevatel their rishus to Shiva. Because four out of six of them were mevatel their rishus to Reuven. Reuven went ahead now and took all that package, and he was mevatel over to Shiva. So Shiva basically, in effect, received the rishus from everybody else who shares this chatzah. So why should Shiva be also? It's called mashmalan. That's what the mission is going to tell me. That in this situation where there's a two-stage process in which you need A plus B, you need a double bitul rishus. You need a bitul rishus on the part of Levi, Yehuda, etc., vis-a-vis both Reuven and Shimon. Now you need a bitul rishus of Reuven vis-a-vis Shimon. That's going to be a different case. And it's not going to be matir the chotzer. Why? Why not? Why can't it be matir the chotzer? And the answer is the cave under the idna de batil lo havile sharyusa bahai chotzer. It means the following, that this is not a case where the bitul rishus at time T1 was effective. The classic case of bitul rishus is you have five members of a chatzer. One of them forgot to join the Eruv. The other four will be mevatel the rishus to that person who forgot to make the Eruv. And that bitul rishus is valid to be matir use in the Eruv. Again, it's not going to help the other four, because that would be a bittul of a bittul, if you remember what we discussed, and they're not Orchim. But at least as far as that Reuven is concerned, it's a perfectly closed circle. It's an independent bittul that's effective. And everything is fine and dandy as far as Reuven is concerned. They were all mevatel their rishus to Reuven, but here, they were mevatel their rishus to both Reuven and Shimon. And that's going to be a problem. That bittul is not effective in its time, meaning if we only had Shlav Aleph, because Osum Zalzeh, we have two people that now share the Rishus of the Chatz, so they didn't make an Eruv, and therefore one generates an Isra onto the other. So the bittul Rishus of the other four families would not be effective. Now, Reuven goes ahead, and he wants to be mevata whatever he got from them over to Shimon. And the answer is that at this point, Reuven really never has the rishus of the other four members, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, etc., because that was an ineffective bittul. Bittul is only effective if it's vis-a-vis one person, but not vis-a-vis two, because those two people who are outside the Eruv are Osum Zelzeh. Lo. And therefore, we're not going to validate the second bittul. When I say second, I mean sequentially. Right? In sequence, you had bittul number one, Hakofa Aleph, which was the bittul of the four members of the Chatzer vis-a-vis those two people who are outside of the Eru. And that bittul per se could not be effective. Now we want to link up and integrate that bittul with Hakofa Beis, a second bittul of Reuven vis-a-vis Shimon. And we can't do it. Why? Because Reuven doesn't have anything to give to Shimon. I mean, he can give his own rishus. That's not going to help. He has to give the rishus of all the Bnei HaChatzer. And the Bnei HaChatzer never transferred their rishus, respectively of the four members, over to Reuven, because that bittul was not an effective bittul. So if the bittul is not effective in its time, then the bittul is completely null and void, and therefore Reuven doesn't have the rishus of the other four members of the chatzah to allow him to be mevatel that over to Shimon. Now the Mishnah says, Echad, she'echad no saint rishus, v'notel rishus. So the Gemara wants to know, what did the Mishnah add here in that phrase, she'echad no saint rishus, v'notel rishus? Hasu lamali. It seems like the Mishnah is just repeating itself by saying, formulating this din, that Echad Nosin Rishus Vin Notel Rishus. And now, the Gemara is going to take that apart There are two phrases over here. One is called Nosein Rishus, and the other is called Notel Rishus. E Nosein. And you're talking about the very concept of Nesinas Rishus, what we call Bitol Rishus, Tnina. That's certainly in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, Vishalahem Mutarim Lo Vilahem. That when he, we'll call him Reuven, forgot to be a participant in the Eruv, then if he's Mevatel, his Chelek, in the Chotzer to them, then the Mishnah says that that's valid, and everything is Mutar, which means Shalahem Mutarim Lo Vilahem. Oh, E Notel. And if you're talking about being machadish now at the end of this Mishnah, that one person could be notel me'achirim es reshusam, that he could take their reshus, even though he's one and there are many, tnina, that also we have already in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, nasnu lo reshusam hu mutave masurim. So you see already that the majority, the many, can be mevatel vis-a-vis a yachid, their reshus vis-a-vis a yachid. So now we come to the conclusion that whether it's the din of nosein or it's the din of notel, both of these din are already taught in the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah have to repeat itself and say echad nosein reshus ve notel reshus? And the answer is sefer, it's trichle. The Mishnah wanted to repeat this din to teach us something that comes at the very end, the continuity of the Mishnah in the Sefer, and there it says, Shnayim, two people forgot to participate in the Erev, Nosnin Rishus, and the Mishnah wants to tell us also, so the Mishnah tells us the din of one person who forgot, in order to segue into the Sefer and the big Chiddush of two people forgot. So Gemara says, Honach Nipshita, so what's the big Chiddush? That you can have a joint bitul reshus of two people. In other words, we already had in the Mishnah, nosnu lo reshus is hu mutavehem asurim. If they gave their reshus over to him, he's allowed to carry into the chotzer, but they're not allowed to carry into the chotzer. And rabbim are able to be mevatel their reshus. So why did the Mishnah have to go ahead and repeat itself and tell me the same thing again? And the Gemara answers, Ma'o de Tema, I would have thought, here on Daf Ayin, is Ligzar, we should make a Gzera that two people cannot be Mevatel Verishus. Mishum, what kind of Chashash, is Dilma Asi Levetule Lahu, Shema Machmas Heter Ze Yavoli De Tos. What mistake would they make? She Yomru Shekshem Sheshnayim Lo Shalo Irvu Mevatlem Es Reshusam Li Yachid Is Kach Yachid Yachol Levatel Reshusam Li Shnayim Shalo Irvu. Is Kamash Malon. So the Mishnah wants to tell us that we're not Choshesh for this. Shnayim Yachom Levatel Es Reshusam Li Yachid. I would have thought that just like in a case where Shnayim Shlo Ervu, I'm sorry, Yachid to be mevatel his reshus to shnayim shlo ervu, that we can't do. Why? Because osrim zel zeh. So even in a case where two are mevatel their reshus to one, we might come to a chashash that they'll switch it to a case of one who's mevatel's reshus to two. And kamash malon that we're not choshish for that gzera. And now the Mishnah says a notlim reshus. So we finished up with a nosnim reshus, but what's a notlim reshus? I'm sorry, we finished up with echad nosei reshus, with notel reshus. Now we get to the Mishnah that says a notlim reshus is lomali. Why did the Mishnah have to tell me this? we could already derive this conclusion from what it says in the Mishnah, Hayu Shnayim Osrim Zeh Al Zeh, that there are two people that weren't part of the Erev, they generated Nisa one on the other. And it's not sufficient, the mechanics of them being Mevata, there is just to these two people, that's not going to operate effectively. Is Lo Tzricha. What do we need the Mishnah for? To teach us the Afal Gavdi Amri Le. Even though the Bnei Achatzu were Mevatel Rishus to one of them, to the Yarm. Is Kni Almanas Lahaknos. I want you to be Kona Yorishus. On the condition that you will now be Choser and be Makne everything to your friend, meaning to the other fellow who is not part of the Eruv. And we would say in this case that for this Reuven that they were Mevatel the Rishus, and now Reuven is now going to be Mevatel his Rishus to Shimon, is Eino Ella Kishlucha. Maybe in this case he's really serving as a Shliach for the Ma'arvin to be Mevatel their Rishus to Shimon. All Reuven is doing is serving as an agent. And if Reuven is serving as the agent of Levi, Yisachar, Yehudin, Zvulun, etc., is Ein Chisar B'Mesha Afli Echem Arv and Bitlus Rishusam? So I'm not sure what this language means. I'll read it to you again. Ein Chisaron B'Meh Sha'afli Acher Shema Arvim Bitlu es Rishusam, which means I see. Right? They set up an Eruv. And then they find out that two people dropped out of the Eruv or didn't put right. So now once they set up the Eruv, they should be able How could they be Mevatel Rishus if they set up the Eruv? Adayin Hayu Osam Shnayim Shebitlehem Osim Zel Zeh Lekach Hashmiya Mishnah Shlomo Ila Amirazu. Kevan Sheafli Acher Abitl Lo huchalem otzonim tishol zoch legamim meshet bitlulem amarvim uvela eina echad mehem yochal haknos mashalo kona. So again, what we try to figure out, the havamina here, is that there would be some sort of a quasi shlichus over here. In this case of kni almanas lahaknos. And now Reuven becomes the shliach of these four, who are the ma'arvim, to be mevatel their rishus to Shimon. Okay, so now we want to understand this havamina. Ein chisaron b'met Sha'af li'achar shama arvin bitlu es rishusam. Right, we said before that in the moment of bitl rishus, that bitl rishus could not be effective. And why can't it be effective? Because we said it was a two-stage process. And stage number one, they were mevatel their rishus to these two fellows, Reuven and Shimon, and that cannot be valid. And why isn't it valid? Because we need a bitul rishus of one of those two, otherwise it's Osrim Zel Zeh. And that bitul rishus is going to come later on. But now, everything's going to happen at the same time. Bivasachas. Why? Because Levi and Yehuda, etc., are jointly appointing a shliach, And perhaps the shlichus could accomplish the whole kit and caboodle in one synchronized moment, in avoiding this lapse in which the first bittul is not valid and therefore the second bittul cannot be valid. And that's called kniyal menas lahaknos. And therefore, in the case of kniyal menas lahaknos, we're not bothered by the fact that at its time, in its moment, the bittul rishus on the part of Levi, etc., was not effective. Why? Because the entire process of bittul rishus is going to be achieved at the moment that Reuven is mevatel his rishus to Shimon. So the truth is, it would seem to me that this depends upon different types of tnoim. I don't know. There is such a thing as a tnai of im. Have you ever heard of a tnai of im? There's a tnai of me'achshav, which means that if you fulfill the condition, then the transaction is valid now. And then there's a tnai of im, which means if and when you fulfill this condition, the transaction would be valid. So if we learn this hava mina here, as referring to a tnai of im, so the bittul rishus of Levi and his company to Reuven and Shimon was conditional on the fact that Levi will be vatal his rishus to Shimon, and it's only that very moment that Reuven is mevatel his rishus to Shimon, at that moment the original bittul rishus of Levi and his company will be chal, will become valid. And that creates a simultaneity, such that there's not what we called before hakof aleph and hakof bet, which would invalidate the original bittul. No. There's no moment in time when the original bittul is invalid, because that initial bittul will only take effect, at the moment that Reuven is mevatel his rishus to Shimon. He's kamash malon. That's what the Mishnah is teaching me. That this is not valid. So why isn't it valid? I mean, we made a good case for the Hava Mina. He says, Hishmiya HaMishnah Shalo Mo'ila Amirazu. This Kni Almanas Lachnos is not going to save our situation, because even after the bittul of Levi and his buddies, Lo Huchalehem Hotsa, his Nimtza Shalo Zochu Legamrei b'meshe bittul lahem hama'arv. So the Mishnah is teaching me that the bittul itself is invalid. So we were assuming that the bittul is valid, and now Reuven picks up the rishus of Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. Now he transfers it over to Shimon. But the truth is that the original bittul is not valid, and Reuven has no claims and no possession that he could be mevatel, that he could be makna. He doesn't have anything to be makna because he wasn't kona. And the reason for that is because the bittul is only valid if it's mater hotza, and this bittul is not mater hotza for anybody, because there are two people that are Osrim Zelzeh. boy mine abaye mi rava chamisha sheshruim bechotzer achas. We have five partners in a chotzer. V'shachach echemem v'lo erev. Shumavata reshusa tzach levata l'kol echad v'echad. Olo. Is it necessary that he be mevatel's reshus to every single member of the chotzer, to Shimon, to Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, etc.? Well, no, let him be mevatel it for to Levi or to Shimon, one of the bnei chotzer, and then that's going to be matir all of them. Let's see if we can understand the logic. So what do we have? We have one person who was not part of the Eruv, and now he's being mevatel his reshus. And the Gemara is saying, no, that it's enough that he's mevatel his reshus to one of the bnei achatz on the second side of the suffering. So how would that be matir the others if he's only mevatel's reshus to one of them? Ah, I understand. You know what I think the Gemara is vacillating about? Whether or not bitter reshus operates independently or no. Bitter reshus only validates the eruv. Meaning, I need an Eruv of all five families that use this Chatzah. So with the Bittul Rishus, the Eruv of the first four now becomes valid. In other words, we're assuming that there was an Eruv, and now they need this Reuven, who wasn't part of the Eruv, to join, hop on board, and be part of the Eruv. And that's effectuated the moment he's mevatel his reshus. So why is it enough that he's mevatel his reshus according to Abaye's Havamina here to one of the members of the Mavui? The answer is because there is no one member of the Mavui. The Bittul Rishus is now linking itself up to the Eruv. Now the whole point of the Eruv is that there's one individual body that has rights to this chotzer, to this mavui. And who is this individual? It's all the bnei chotzer that participate in the Erev. So the Erev itself unifies and sews them up together into one unit. And therefore it's enough these mavatil to one of the five, one of the other four members of the chotzer, because that four members is accepting the eruv on behalf of the entire eruv. Amalei, so Rabbi says, tzarch levatel kol echad v'echad. He's not going to accept this logic that since all the other members of the chotzer have joined together in eruv, therefore they legally stand as ke'echad. But rather, he has to be mevatel his reshus vis-a-vis each one of them separately. So let me just read to you this note over here. He writes, this is based on Rashi, Bitul li echad eino moel af sha'osa echad zoche birshus shel hamavatel. Right, so if Reuven was mevatel's rishus to Shimon, now Shimon owns the rishus of Reuven. But he says, "Bakfar irvu im shar bnei achotzer," which means that he was already part of the Eruv. Is Kevan Shebitel Li Achar Ha Eruv Va Eruv Shenasa Tchilo Hoyal Das Horishus Shel Zeshelo Erevi Mohem. In other words, when they created this Eruv, they didn't have in mind that somebody would drop out of the Eruv. I have to read that one more time. There are too many negatives here. Okay. He says, Ha'eruv nasa mitchilo lo hoya aldas harishus shel ze shelo irev imoen. So the original Eruv was not Aldas, this Rishus. Eruv Shenasa Mitchilo Hoyo Aldas Rishus Shel Zeshlo Erev Imoem. And what would be if it was Aldas, the Rishus of that person who was outside the Eruv? How would that change matters? Because then, when he goes back and he is Mevatel's Rishus, that's Rishus Shelo Erev Imoem. Even though that person should be zoche in the rishus of the mevatel, kfar iriv imshar bnei achotzer, even should be to the Achara Eru. So there's no way that we can integrate that Bittul into the original Eruv, because that original Eruv does not include that Rishus. So it's not the way I said it to you before. Before I thought that the whole thrust of or push that if he's mevatel to one of them would be valid is because all of them together have one union that was generated by their Eruv. And frankly speaking, if that be the case, I don't understand why it's not valid. And why Rabbah answered that you need a bittul for vis-a-vis every single one of the Bnei Achotzer. But now we're saying something else. We're saying that we must integrate that bittul with the original Eruv. And that's the only way that we can solve the problem of his being mevatel is rishus to one of the Bnei Achotzer. Only if we integrate him into the original Eruv, meaning his bittul rishus is part of the Eruv. It's like he's throwing his rishus into the lot. And now there's a common lot, which was created by the Eruv, in which, like, it's a bailus of shutvis over the chotzer. And now that Reuven himself is being mevatel's rishus, he now throws his lot in, even if he's being mevatel's rishus to one of them. But I think the kamashmal and the maskota is that he can't just throw his lot into the Eruv and, so to speak, join the Eruv. It's too late to join the Eruv. The Eruv never included him at all. So again, what does this have to do with being mevatel to one of them? If he was mevatel to all of them, then the Eruv would include even his rishus. But if on the other hand he's mevatel to one of them, and since see, for some reason it's not clear, the bittul could only work when he's mevatel to all of them, because then and only then does he join the bandwagon of the Eruv, and we integrate his bittul rishus into this Eruv to create this conglomerate in which all of the people in that chotzer jointly in a common way own the chutz. But if he's mevatel just only one of them, then we cannot integrate his bittul rishus into the Eruv. And he says in the name of Rashi, it's because they didn't have him in mind, his rishus, when they set up the Eruv. Yeah, but again, that should apply even if he was mevatel to all five of them. But that point I don't have. Again, I'll read it to you one more time, but I don't see it. He says, Bitol ye'echad ein mo'il. Al af she'oso echad zoche b'rishus shel ha'mevatel. In other words, one of the members of the chotzer, the bnei chotzer, let's call him Shimon, he was now zocher by virtue of Reuven's bittul in the rishus of Reuven. And this Shimon, who is now zocher in Reuven, he's part of the Eruv. But kevan she bittul li achara Eruv. In this case, since the Eruv came first and the Bittul came second, V'ha Eruv Nasim Tchila, Ohoya Al Das Rishus Shel Zeh Shlo Eruv Imoya. Yeah, but you could say the same thing if he was mevatel's rishus vis-a-vis all the people in the chatzah. I don't get it. Now, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch here in Aruch Haim Siman Pei Shin Pei, that paskins like Rabba. V'im dar im arba o chamisha tzorach levata l'chol echad v'echad she yomar reshusi mevutelis l'cha u'l'cha v'yesh omrim shedai she yomar reshusi mevutelis l'kulchem. So it seems that we vacillating back and forth on the following issue. Can he mevatel his rishus in one maisa bittel for all of them, or does he need a separate maisa bittel vis-a-vis each one of the members of the chutz? So again, if you ask me logically, I would say he could be mevatel it towards to everyone in one amira, just reshusi mevatelus lekulchem. I don't know why we have to insist that he's mevatel it for each one separately. I mean, this whole idea of an erev chatzeros is to create this kind of kulchem, you know, that kind of a corporate rishus that owns this chatzah. So why can't he just be mevatel his own rishus for all of them? Then is machlokas rishonim, amim halacha kerabba o keabaye. Machlokas rishonim in halacha kerabba. Okay, shulchan ofen echad gam. He needs another ma'aser bittel. Shareli achar shebitali echad enu yochel levatel acherim mashekvar enu bershuso. Im lo shechozer mibitula arishon. Ulekach tzorach lachzor ulevatel af larishon. So even though he was mevatel to Shimon, he's got to repeat a second round of bittel to Shimon. Because otherwise, he cannot be mevatel to the other members of the chutzah what he already gave over and transferred over to that Shimon.
This bittul is taking place on Shabbos.
Yes.
So, at the onset of Shabbos, he ushered all of those people. So wouldn't he have to individually be mevatel to each one and make them mutter? I mean, if he did it before Shabbos, he could obviously just do it to one of them and it's good for everybody.
See, I thought, Steve, that if you're going to hold in a case where he's mevatel to all of them, that it's valid. Well, like, for example, the Shulchan Aruch says he can say Hireni Mevatel Es Rishusi Lekulchem. He doesn't have to specify each one. I thought it's basically integrating his bittel into the Eruv. And the reason why he can't be Mevatel to one of them is because that blocks the ability to integrate his bittel into the entire Eruv. Because the Eruv could expand to include him, this Reuven, who was not part of the Eruv, through Reuven's bittel, but only if now Reuven would, through his bittel, be integrated into this, I call it a corporate entity of the Eruv. And therefore, all he has to do is say, Hareni Mevatel Rishusi Lekulchem, according to that opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. And now the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that we have another opinion that says he has to be Mevatel his rishus to each one of the members of the chatzer, like one by one. And now he started by being mevatel his rishus to Reuven, to Shimon, and he singled out one of them. So then if he doesn't repeat that bittul a second time around, so then he already was mevatel his rishus. How could he now be mevatel his rishus for the other members of the chatzer? He's already been mevatel his rishus to one member of the chatzer. And that's in the language of the Aruch HaShulchan. It's kvar eino bershusa. Since he already achieved that stage one a bit, so he's going to have to now be chozer mibitula rishon, and now he has rishus such that now he can be mevatel rishus for all, you know, for all of them. The idea of being mevatel rishus to each one separately is a little bit strange according to the Aruch HaShulchan, because after the, you know, that one split second after he's mevatel rishus to one of them, is then kvar eino rishus, so it's not his rishus anymore. How can he now be mechozer mevatel's rishus to Levi and Yehuda and Yisachar? Unless there's some sort of halacha of toch kidei dibur here, you know, that he does it like, you know, they give him a formula, some sort of page, in which he declares, Hareini mevatel rishusi leShimon, Hareini mevatel rishusi leLevi, Hareini mevatel rishusi leYisachar and Zvulun and so forth. And when he reads them all out like a tuki from the written text, it's called Tokedei Dibur. I don't know. Because otherwise, according to the Aruch HaShulchan says that if he was a vatel to one of them, he has to be chozer bo from that bittel in order to achieve a valid bittel. Because otherwise, it's Eidu Bershusa. In what? In his bias, you're saying?
Right.
Oh, so that's the sugya that we discussed yesterday,
right,
so about whether Bittul Rishus includes the bias or not.
Right, so, but if he still has the bias, so he still has a little bit in the concert.
Right. Well, that's what we discussed yesterday, that maybe if he's, according to that mind, the Omer, that Bittul Rishus, since he didn't mention his bias, he was only Mevatel Rishus, he still owns something in the chatzer as a reflection of what he owns in the bias, because ain't bias below chatzer. But I'm just saying, the Aruch HaShulchan is not going with that approach. He's going with the approach that once he was mevatel his rishus to Shimon, then he, Reuven, is out. You know, he has nothing left to hold on to. He's not learning that, well, he still owns something in the chatzer because he's not mevatel his bias and so forth. You know, He's saying outright that kvar eino bershuso. Those are the three key words in the Aruch HaShulchan. I just don't understand how to reconcile the Aruch HaShulchan with the whole concept, and that's one opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to be mevatel with a separate ma'isa bittel your reshus to each one of the members of the chatzah and single them out by name. Well, if that be the case, let's apply the principle of the Aruch HaShulchan, kvar eino bershuso. The moment he reads off the first name on the list, he doesn't have a rishus left that he can be mevatel to the next guy on the list. That was my question. So that's why it's so much more logical to assume a bittel of lekulchem. It goes directly from Reuven's possession over to the entire conglomerate whole of the rest of the members of the chatz. So that's what I have here. Now we have another 5 minutes. Let's just read this quickly. We may have to pick this up tomorrow. Eisvei Abai Yesakasha to Rabba from a Brisa. It says, Echad Shelo Erev. No saying Rishuso li Echad She Erev. It sounds like he's being Mavatel's Rishus to only one of them. Shnaim She Erevu. Nosnin Rishusam li Echad Shelo Erev. Okay. So you have now two people that set up an Eruv. They give Rishus to the person, we'll call him Reuven, who was not part of the Eruv. Shnayim Shelo Eruvu. Well, now we have both Reuven and Shimon that weren't part of the Eruv. Nosnim Rishusam Lishnayim She'eruvu. Oli Echod. Shelo Erev. Aval Ein Echod She Erev. Nosein Rishuso. Li Echod Shelo Erev. That's not exactly evident why he can't do so. Ve'ein shnayim shever nosim shusam l'shnayim shelo erevu. Ve'ein shnayim shelo erevu nosim shusam shnayim shelo erevu. K'toni mias reisha, this is Abai talking. Echad shelo erev, nosein reshuso li'echad she'erev. And it says echad. It sounds like there are others. Hechi domi, either like achrina ba'day. If we're talking about a case where there's no other people in this chatzer, just for that one person, is bahari my erev? It says that he made an erev. What do you mean he made an erev? There were only two people in the chatzer, and one of them was not part of the erev. So you're left with one person. There's no possibility of an erev. Ela pshita must be dik achrina ba'day. That there's at least one other person besides him. So you have at least three people that may make up this chatzer. And one of those three was not part of the Erev. And he wants to be mevatel his rishus to be matir them. Hotza in the chatzer k'tani. And it says in the Braisa that the one who forgot to be part of the Erev is he gives his rishus li'echad she'erev. So you see that you don't have to be mevatel to every single one of them, because the case was where he was mevatel to one of them. Right? Let's read it again. It says nosein reshuso, right? Echad shelo erev is nosein reshuso li echad she'erev. Echad she'erev means there must have been someone else, and yet he was only mevatel just to one of them. So the Gemara answers for Rabba Hochamai Askina Davi Dehavu Metz, that there was another person in the Erev and then he died. Never. So when it says Echad She'erev, it means he made an Erev with Levi, let's say, but Levi's no longer alive. And now Reuven will be Mevatel his Rishus to Shimon. And that's fine because there's only one other person in the Chatzer. So Rabbah only requires that he be mevatel his rishus to all of them when they're all alive, and they all now possess rights in the chatzah. But if there's only one left, then just be mevatel your rishus to that one. Okay, then. So that's where we'll stop here on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and that's Dahava Umes. What line is that? The Havu Mess? Let's see if we can, just to make a little note on it. There it is. It's approximately 20 lines down from the top.